there is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws.
Quick, honey, turn off the TV and disconnect from the internet.
Is it the Mormons again?
No, they only come twice a month. It's those NTCC people who come four times a week. Man, I thought after we visited one time they'd quit pestering us. But now it's even worse.
We know you're in there, sinners.
Well, hello, brother.
Remember me? I'm Brother Winsome from the New Testament Christian Churches of America, Incorporated. And we missed you Sunday night, so we thought we'd stop by and invite you to tomorrow night's Bible study.
Y'all sure do go to church a lot. We usually just go on Sunday mornings.
Well, our pastor teaches that we need to be in a spiritual atmosphere 7 days a week. I mean, what if the rapture were to take place on Thursday and you chose to skip out on the blessings of God? Would you be left behind?
Well, what are the guidelines for becoming a member in your church? What am I committing to if I want to be called a sister and for my husband to be called a brother?
Well, we're just here to invite you to church. We're not qualified to tell you of any of the rules that are going to define you as a Christian family.
So, is there something you are trying to hide? Why are you not qualified to tell me what you believe?
Well, don't tell anyone I shared this with you. I can tell that you're not going to let me off the hook, so I'll be uncharacteristically honest with you. After all, the Bible does say, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, right?
Surely. Just tell me what kind of doctrine your church is going to teach me that I have to live by and spare me from having to learn little bits and pieces over a period of 6 months. I am not asking who killed Kennedy or for any other top secret information. I just want to know what I have to do to be a member in good graces with y'all's church.
Okay, well, first thing you'll have to do is give 10% of every dime you and your family earn and every increase you receive, round it up, of course, contribute to all offerings. It's called tithe and offerings.
Land sakes, I thought salvation was a free gift.
It is. But all Christians pay tithe and give in offerings. If you want to be considered part of our group, then you'll have to pay for that privilege, even though Jesus never required his followers to do so.
Huh. So what else do I have to do to be accepted in y'all's religious group?
Well, first thing is you'll have to get rid of those rags you're wearing and get a whole new wardrobe for yourself, your husband, and your kids. Jesus really cares a whole lot about the clothes you wear. That is why Jesus never mentioned anything to anyone about a dress code requirement to make it into heaven.
Well, mercy me, we cannot afford a whole new wardrobe. Are you crazy?
Well, you better get used to being broke, because after we suck every spare dime out of your bank account and cause you and your family to live in squalor, you'll be used to pinching pennies. You'll have to do your shopping at the local kook store. It's called rummaging. You'd be surprised what kind of dresses you can find for you and your girls. You can buy bags full of secondhand clothing for $1. Get used to feeding your family ramen dinners and bologna also.
Wow, what a privilege to be a member of y'all's church. Where can we sign up? I can see it's truly a privilege to assemble with your group. Are there any more requirements I need to know about?
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked. Membership does come with its privileges. You'll also be forced to attend 7 mandatory church functions per week, and you'll be required to obey a man of God who calls himself a pastor, and you'll be required to do every single thing he tells you to do without question, and you and your family will be expected to serve this man with undying loyalty in spite of the double standards that he lives by. It is not your place to question the Mog, or man of God.
This sounds like a really exciting and fun church. Why didn't you just come out and say this?
Well, before you jump on board with the rest of us kooks, there is something else you might want to know. Women are treated like second-class citizens in our church. It is not your place to speak unless given permission to. Your husband will be the ruler of your life, along with the pastor and leaders of the NTCC church. It might seem like your days of making decisions on your own will be over. You will be expected to be just like a flower, smell good and look pretty. But don't speak unless you're spoken to, and don't let yourself get knocked up, because you'll become a hindrance to the work of the Lord if you do. Hopefully your filthy and evil children will grow up so they won't have to be a hindrance to the work of the Lord. But just in case they are, we have a special plan for them. We can groom your girls to date and marry them off at a very young age to a much older minister that will keep them in their place for the rest of their lives. Sound like a good way to prepare for your spiritual eternity?
Oh, yes, indeedy. What a privilege and honor it would be to give ourselves to such a holy church that loves souls and treats people with such love. Can you pick us up for Bible study? We are going to sell our car and donate the profits to the NTCC. And eventually, we'll buy an oil-puking junker to get back and forth in. We can hardly wait to start our life of oppression, living barefoot and barren in a barrio for the rest of our born days. I sure am glad that you told me all this up front, in honesty, instead of making me sit through hundreds of church services and having to learn all this in little bitty bits and pieces at a time.
None of man's fantasies of evil can compare with the reality of Jaws. There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws.
Coming soon to your door, an NTCC Soul Snatcher.